So today we're interviewing Temi with Matchmaker. Temi's grown up with a divorced parent household since 2017. And since then, her mother has had full custody with her and she lives with her full time at home. It's fair to say that the legal system has been there for her. Temi's always wanted to talk about other teens her age going through similar experiences, which is what sparked her curiosity in creating Matchmaker, a peer-to-peer service that connects teens in similar situations virtually through friendship, community, and support groups. Matchmaker brings young people together to share experiences and even out the power dynamics with their peers. Temi has talked to numerous judges, attorneys, educators, and directors of nonprofits, and they've all recognized the huge need and problem she's facing. So Temi, what inspires you to start working on solving this problem?
My own story inspired me to work on solving this problem. In this slide, back in 2016, I was living in a four-family household, and flash forward to 2024, it's just me and my mom. I've always wanted to meet people who I shared similar living conditions with, but back then it wasn't the case. Growing up, I have observed the challenges faced by teens with divorced parents, and I noticed that there was a lack of support and understanding in traditional social settings, and wanted to create a safe space for teens so they could connect who they share similar living conditions with, and a means to provide them a platform for them to share stories, offer advice, and ultimately find solidarity.
So can you teach us some important things we need to know about this problem?
Some important things to know about this problem, which is teens involved in the legal system who don't have a platform to empower each other, is that this is a highly complex problem to solve. As a matter of fact, I'm still trying to solve this problem to this day. In addition, within the legal system, they leave a lot of the heavy lifting to the adults, which my project is not trying to eliminate, but rather give these teenagers a platform so they can recognize their potential and break the long-standing stereotypes and cultural challenges that are among them. In addition, when I talk about teens in the legal system, I don't just mean those who are experiencing incarceration, but rather both civil and criminal matters, such as families in messy divorce or custody battles. It can be as simple as family court. In addition, parents involved in the legal system with teens.
Thank you for sharing. And so why is this problem in particular meaningful to you?
This problem is meaningful to me because it's time that Generation Z, which is my generation, continues to challenge the legal system. Our voices need to be heard, and Matchmaker highlights those whose voices who haven't been represented and who haven't gotten the validation that they need.
And so what is your idea to solve this problem?
For minority teens living in one-parent households and involved in the legal system who lack opportunities for mentorship and connection with their peers, Matchmaker is a peer-to-peer service that connects teens in similar situations virtually with friendship, community, and support groups. Matchmaker is bringing people of similar ages together to share their experiences and ultimately even out the power dynamics.
So describe a hypothetical scenario of someone using your prototype to solve their problem.
Yeah, so on the left, we have Rachel. Rachel is 13 years old. Rachel's parents have been divorced because her mother has been recently incarcerated. Rachel doesn't know how to talk to her father about her feelings towards her mother, learning how to wear bras, dealing with periods, and overall stuff for the girls. To solve it, Rachel uses my solution. On the right, we have Sarah. Sarah is 16 years old. Sarah's parents have been divorced for 6 years, and so far Sarah's been living solely with her mother for 5 years. Bringing up the divorce causes tensions with Sarah and her mother. All of Sarah's friends don't know what she's going through. Not having daddy-daughter dances, taking homecoming pictures with just her mom is very tough on Sarah. And to solve it, Sarah uses my solution. On Matchmaker, Sarah and Rachel fill out a survey asking questions about their goals, aspirations in life, and questions they wish they could ask their parent. Sarah and Rachel have similar goals and questions, so Matchmaker pairs them up together. Both Sarah and Rachel check in with each other daily and make goals for each other to reach their highest potential. If Sarah and Rachel are in a place where they need someone to talk to or vent, they know where to find each other, which is on Matchmaker.
So what's been your favorite part so far working on Matchmaker?
Because I'm still going through challenges in this, like I said, it's a very complex problem to solve. Ultimately, networking with judges, attorneys, directors of nonprofits has been my favorite part of the project because I myself got to build personal connections with these mentors.
I love the network you're building of mentors. And so what is your plan to move Matchmaker forward these next few weeks?
For Matchmaker, my plan moving forward is getting in front of the teens in my market, which has been one of the most challenging parts of this process for me. I see myself taking this initiative beyond the scope of the Social Innovators Program because I am committed to getting in front of the teens in my market and testing out Matchmaker.
And so in the last 12 weeks, what is something you did for the first time and what was that like for you?
In the last 12 weeks, I made sort of what you could say an investment in my project, which was giving an incentive for teens in my market to have a 30-minute interview with me for $20. Putting that extra investment made me question and ultimately validate to myself that it is working, worth taking these risks to see what impacts my ideas could have on teens in my market.
I love how much you're taking risks and really putting yourself out there. And so what is the top advice you'd give yourself if you could start this process over again?
My top advice that I would give is to stay consistent. If you don't hear back from an organization or a potential partner, you really should just keep it moving. I think ultimately trusting the process, which is something that I'm still doing, is the top advice that I would give myself.
Temi, thank you for joining us today and sharing about your project and your entrepreneurial journey. I really appreciate how you're pursuing every opportunity to get in front of a network and building your professional network in this legal space and in your community. You're mastering what it means to build relationships and out of cold contacts. So congratulations on graduating from the Social Innovators Program.